Joining us today is Greg Pendura, the President, CEO and Chairman of Mineworks, who are listed on the TSX, the OTCQB and the Frankfurt exchanges. And they are positioned for growth in the catalytic converter sector through the development of their proprietary environmentally friendly processing technologies for the recovery of platinum and palladium from diesel catalytic converters. So, hello, Greg. Welcome to Stopbox. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for the invite.
Now, it's great to be talking to you. For Stopbox, it's a little bit different talking about platinum and palladium. For sure, we talk a lot to mining companies, but never any company involved in platinum and palladium, and certainly not in the recycling from catalytic converters. So I understand the company used to be a mining company, but really you're transitioning now and focusing on clean innovation technology. Is that right?
Right. Our roots were in the junior mining sector. But quite a few years ago, we started looking at technologies on the environmental side that could make metal extraction environmentally friendly. So from that point, we've got to the point now where we've focused on actually diesel catalytic converters because of a low-hanging fruit opportunity there. And we're about to go into the pre-commercialization stage at the present time.
Okay. So you mentioned diesel catalytic converters being the low-hanging fruit. Why is that?
Well, the silicon carbide is problematic for smelters. Up until now, the only commercially viable way of extracting the platinum and palladium from catalytic converters was through smelters. Mm-hmm. But with the advent of new technologies with diesel catalytic converters, it's a processing issue for smelters, and they're beginning now to refuse to accept diesel catalytic converters because of this. So that leaves the low-hanging fruit. There's an enormous amount of diesel catalytic converters available globally, and there's really not a home for them. Mm-hmm. They're going to be stockpiled, or else they're going to end up going into landfills.
Really? Okay, so that's the situation then. And of course, is the platinum and palladium that's in the catalytic converters that really gives them their value, isn't it? We hear a lot about people stealing these things from the back of cars, presumably to take out those precious metals.
Yeah, there's that is the value. I mean, they're about $1,000 and $2,000 an ounce, respectively. So there is a significant value. There is some piracy going on there. That's really a backyard market. It's getting more difficult to do that because of how they're putting restrictions on where these converters are coming from. So it's more difficult to do that now than it was before.
Okay. So what can you tell us then about your specific technology that you've got? What have you got that gives you the edge?
Well, what we will have is basically what we do, just in a very general term, is that the catalytic converter comes in, which basically looks like a muffler for people that don't know that. You cut the heart of that out or decant it. And this honeycomb material is what's coated with platinum and palladium. And that's what causes the chemical reaction, if you like, to reduce the toxins from the emissions of the vehicle. And so we take out that honeycomb. It's grinded. It's separated into basically a fine powder. We put that fine powder into our chemical process, which we are able to recover the platinum and the palladium from the powder, put it into the solution, and then we're able to extract the metals from the solution into solid form again by basically a electrowinning process, and we can refine that into basically 100% pure platinum and palladium.
Okay, and your technology then, is this something you have patents on or IP over?
We do not have a patent on it. It's proprietary technology. The Both the chemistry side and the process side are, that's where the proprietary information is involved. And we'd rather not put a patent on it. We'd rather keep it this way for strategic reasons.
Okay. And in terms of then where you're going to be sourcing the catalytic converters from, you say there's quite a large stockpile, is there?
Well, I mean, the in a business such as this, the most important piece of the puzzle, if you like, is not really it is what we do, but you have to have the proper source. The supply management chain is crucial. We have we're a Canadian company. We have a partner in Tennessee in the United States, who is one of the largest recyclers in the U.S., and they totally reduce the risk side for us, if you like. They have the expertise in the supply management chain. They supply the converters to us, and we do our processing. So we have a joint venture with them, and we're pretty excited to grow with them on a quite rapid basis.
Okay. And can you give us a sense then of the market opportunity here then that that you feel is available to you?
Well, I can speak in the North American market, Mark, but it's similar wherever you are in the world. But North America, there is no outlet, as I said. Up until recently, the only source was smelters for sending these catalytic converters. Now, without it, there's not a home for these materials. So we've been contacted by numerous very large businesses that are involved with the end of life catalytic converters, and they're pretty anxious to move forward with us. Even a large automotive industries, our companies are interested because they have the ability now to use a recycled material as opposed to going to market to purchase platinum and palladium in the market. So it gives them the environmental component which they're all looking for, and it's a win-win for both parties.
Okay. And what stage then are you at in this journey, this transition process into the clean technology for the catalytic converter recycling? Where are your efforts currently focused? And really just give us a sense of what the roadmap looks like.
Sure. We've just completed our pilot plant testing in Vancouver, Canada. The plant has been sent down to Tennessee, and we've reassembled it there. That is our final stage of I'll call it pre-commercialization testing, where we can do significant volumes through the plant in Tennessee. That will give us the final data which we are looking for the engineering and design of our commercial plant, which will be going into. We're anticipating that to be up and running by the end of the second quarter of 2022, and it's geared for about approximately a 10 ton per day operation, and we everything to date has been going according to expectations, so we don't expect to see too many hiccups as we go down the path to commercialization.
Okay. Okay, well, that brings me on to my final point then, the route to monetization. And you're saying then effectively that you would hope that would be around quarter to 2022?
Correct, correct. Mm-hmm. We'll be experiencing some revenues, obviously, as we're pre-commercializing our pilot plant. But not significant revenues. The commercial plant, the 10 ton per day plant, if we look at the grades that we're dealing with now, the plant will do in excess of $100 million per year in revenue.
Okay. And is there anything then that you can give now to shareholders or potential shareholders of the investment case? I mean, do you have forecasts or is any kind of things that you want to say that really make the investment case as you head into next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got a phenomenal investment opportunity. We're our market cap is approximately $30 million at the present time. As soon as we prove the concept of what we're doing, obviously there's going to be a significant appreciation on the share price. But we have an opportunity here where we can have a significant impact on the carbon footprint in the environment with what we're doing. We can have the ability to bring recycled platinum or palladium back into the marketplace, as opposed to doing the traditional mining mm-hmm. way of recovering platinum and palladium, which that in itself leaves a significant footprint on the environment. So from an economic point of view, the plant with the excess of $100 million will be exceeding our margins of 20%. So it's a very, very strong business model, and it's pretty easy to expand outside of our initial plan.
Well, it certainly sounds like 2022, at least the early part, could be transformational time in the company's history. Will you be keeping investors updated as you head down the getting the plant up and running?
Yeah, absolutely. As we start the pre-commercialization run in the United States here, we'll be giving out data to our shareholders to update them all the way into our construction of our commercial plant.
Okay, excellent. Well, Greg Pandura, the President, CEO and Chairman of Mineworks, thank you very much for your time today, just telling us a little bit about the company and what you're all about.
Thanks, Mark. It was good talking to you.